Renaissance Italy, many Jewish artists achieved prominence as court instrumentalists, singers, dancers, and actors. The most famous musician was Salomone Rossi, who began working in the court of Mantua in 1587 as a singer and violinist. He composed songs, dances, and concert music for his Christian patrons, and to thank him, they allowed him to go without the stipulated yellow badge which Jews of Mantua were required to wear. Like his colleague Monteverdi, Rossi wrote many madrigals, delighting in setting poetry to music. But it was in the field of synagogue music that Rossi was most revolutionary. The music of the synagogue had remained unchanged for centuries, with prayer tunes keeping an ancient form with no harmonization allowed. The Jews in Italy developed a taste for the new polyphonic music of the Renaissance, and they wanted to hear it in the synagogues. Choirs were formed. There was an organ installed in Modena, and in Venice a complete orchestra. But this was met with criticism, and some members of the community even stood up and stopped choir singing. One Rabbi Leone defended the new music, saying, "I do not see how anyone with a brain in his skull could cast any doubt on the propriety of praising God in song in the synagogue." Rossi published his collection of Jewish liturgical music in 1623 with the name The Songs of Solomon. However, these texts are not from the Song of Solomon, and the title is thought to be a pun on Rossi's first name, Salomone. The texts are in Hebrew, but the music bears no connection to the Jewish cantoral tradition. It is fashionable music of the late Renaissance and sounds very similar to Monteverdi. In 1630, the Austrian troops stormed Mantua. The Jewish ghetto was destroyed and the inhabitants fled. Rossi either died in the invasion or from the plague that struck the region shortly afterwards. His music was forgotten until the late 19th century, when Baron Edmund de Rothschild was on a trip to Italy, and he stumbled upon a strange collection of scores by Rossi and organized for the music to be published. The exquisite music of Rossi can be heard this very Sunday evening in a concert in the Garden Synagogue, performed by Ensemble Profeti della Quinta. This group was founded in the Galilee region of Israel and is now based in Basel, Switzerland. This is their first visit to the Southern Hemisphere, and they're performing in Cape Town and Johannesburg. Here are Profeti della Quinta singing Lamnatsi a al Hagiti from Rossi, The Song of Solomon.
Oh.
was Lam Natsia al-Hagati from Rossi's The Song of Solomon, sung by Profeti Della Quinta. To listen to this again as a podcast and to find out more about this upcoming performance, click on FMR Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.